It's Christmas time, and kids everywhere are writing letters to Santa Claus. One particular letter got us thinking. It's from Lucy Drummond, daughter of the senior national editor here at NPR News, Steve Drummond.
Dear Santa, I hope you and Mrs. Claus are well. I think you are so kind, but I have one question. How do you do it? Oh, by the way, you have a good sense of style. Love, Lucy.
How indeed? How does Santa deliver presents to hundreds of millions of children in a single night? Well, as a public service to children everywhere who've wondered about this same question, Hannah Jaffe-Walt of NPR's Planet Money tried to find an answer.
Santa doesn't do interviews, but there are two men who consider themselves sort of colleagues of Santa's. Two men who believe they have a good sense of how exactly he does it. Here's the first, Paul Tronzer from FedEx.
It's really about international business because, after all, that's what Santa really is doing here, is a massive international operation just like FedEx.
I spent a while talking to Paul from FedEx and a guy named Mike Monjo from UPS about Santa. And the first thing we had to do was lay out some numbers. So, according to Pew Research Center, there are 760 million Christian children in the world. For the sake of simplicity, let's say each child gets one present. We know there's only one Santa to deliver those presents. We know he travels on a sleigh of undetermined size, and he has about 24 hours to get all the presents to all the kids. Here's Mike with UPS.
If you have to deliver to 760 million customers in a night, we kind of put that through a UPS prism to see what that would mean.
Mike says what you'd need to start is an international distribution center, like UPS has.
That facility is 5.2 million square feet. It has 155 miles of conveyor belts, and it employs about 9,000 people.
UPS has one of these. Santa, he says, would need 46, located all over the world, so he could fly by and replenish his supply throughout the night. Each one of those employs 9,000 people, so that's about 400,000 employees worldwide just to load presents onto Santa's sleigh. And then there's planning Santa's flight route. Paul, the FedEx guy, says that's also a pretty big department.
So let's presume he wants to deliver packages in Florida, for example. He would not fly from the North Pole to Florida because there's 100 million kids in between. He would develop an optimized flight plan to get him from the North Pole and make the most efficient stop all the way across the globe.
When Paul says he's not talking about Santa. He means 60,000 staff people. Another 100 people would file Santa's flight plan with the FAA ahead of time. Once Santa's in the air, you've got about 7,000 people tweaking his route in real time. Add to that 100 meteorologists to make sure Santa doesn't, fly into a blizzard. UPS and FedEx ran these numbers, by the way. They're not just making them up. So we're close to 500,000 people so far. Double that, Mike, the UPS guy, says, because for this whole thing to work, you'd need a ton of support staff.
Whether it be human resources, finance and accounting, network planning, regulatory compliance.
Regulatory compliance alone, that's huge.
You can't just fly into a country. You have to get permissions to do that.
You need 100 people to secure flyover rights and landing rights in every country Santa flies into. And you can't just bring anything you want into each country. You have to clear customs. Paul with FedEx says Santa would need a staff of people who know everything about every country's rules to make sure Santa will clear customs ahead of time.
That is the custom liaison's mission.
So Santa needs how many people to do that?
Probably about 40,000 people. Santa needs about 40,000 custom liaison people.
You need drivers and pilots to get the presents from the North Pole to the distribution centers. It goes on and on. And for a grand total of how many people it would take to pull this operation off, Paul looks at how many people FedEx needs for one very busy day, compares it to Santa's 760 million customers, and he thinks...
Santa is the head of this huge organization, so we expect that Santa would need about 12 million people.
So Santa Inc. is 12 million employees.
Santa Inc. is 12 million. It is massive. I don't know of any company that has the number of employees that Santa does.
These two guys with FedEx and UPS can look at their own businesses and figure out a lot about Santa's operation. But Santa does have certain trade secrets that are his alone. For Mike with UPS, the biggest question he has about Santa's operation is that sleigh. Not only does it have to move fast, delivering almost 9,000 presents per second, but it's also carrying a huge amount of weight.
Santa's sled has to be absolutely ginormous. If you assume conservatively that each of these 760 million children get a present that weighs 1 pound, that's 760 million pounds, which would take 295 747 aircraft to haul. Interestingly, that's about 50 more 747s than exist in the entire world. So these reindeer are doing something really impressive on Christmas night.
In the end, Mike and Paul both say they believe with 12 million people, about $10 billion, and lots of technology, Santa's task does seem feasible. The remaining questions they have, they just chalk up to Santa's main competitive advantage, magic. Chana Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, who believes in getting more from your news and your money, offering money market accounts. Learn more at allybank.com.